track 13 and a short sports roundup, starting with football. And what WBB are amongst those to taste Senior Cup success. There are three adult competitions offered by the FA in the county, and in the recent past, the Premier Cup has proved to be a step too far for South Devon Football League Premier Division teams. This season, however, the league has seen a few teams that could challenge for the highest knockout honour, and those are the teams that have ambition to move into the football pyramid. Safely through to round three are Newton Abbott 66, who have now knocked out two Devon League teams, Ilsington Villa, Lakeside Athletic, and Newton Abbott Spurs seconds and East Allington United. The Senior Cup is for teams in Division 1 and 2, and in recent years has been dominated by SDFL teams, mainly by teams moving into the competition from other leagues. Safely through to round 3 are Barton Athletic, B Sands Rovers, Newton Abbott Spurs, thirds, Mount Gould, Signal Box, Buckland Athletic, WBB, Drake FC and Bobby Tracy. The Intermediate Cup is for teams in Division 3 and 4, and the SDFL has a few teams that could go all the way. Safely through to round 3 are Liverton United seconds, Kingstainton Athletics seconds, Ipplepen Athletic, Stoke Gabriel and Torbay Police seconds, and Kings Kurzweil. Going over to Argyle's new chief executive, they have confirmed the appointment of Paul Byrne as the club's new chief executive officer. Buckland statement, result against the leaders. What better way to bounce back from four games without a win than by beating the Western League leaders in their own backyard? Buckland Athletic manager Matt Cusack labelled his team's 1-0 victory away at Clevedon Town as a statement result, inflicting just a third defeat upon the Somerset team. And Spurs enjoy cup success at the Rec. Newton Abbott Spurs put in a first half performance to remember on their way to a Walter C. Parson League Cup victory over Crediton United, and that was a 4-1 defeat of Crediton. On to some hockey, and we have the magical McEwen strikes thrice in victory. Ashmore women's first 11 enjoyed an excellent 5-0 win over Ocean City. Emmy Buckman added a second goal after Tilly McEwen had opened, and the final score was Ashmore Women's first 11 5, Ocean City 0. And Ashmore Men's second team bounced back from their defeat at Exeter University to earn a well-deserved 4-1 victory against Dutchy. And Ashmore men's first team faced a long trip across the south coast to Fareham, looking to maintain their unbeaten league start, but knowing that Fareham would be stern opposition at their home base. Despite threatening well in the press, Ashmore went behind early on a soft goal, and the outcome was Fareham men's 11-3, Ashmore men's first 11-2. And on to rugby union, with Exeter Chiefs Director of Rugby Rob Baxter admitted he was left frustrated after watching his side's unbeaten start to the new Premier Rugby season come to an end in a narrow 18-14 defeat to Bristol Bears on Saturday. And there were a trio of defeats for our local rugby clubs, with Tynmouth, Newton Abbott and New Cross all playing and losing their respective fixtures on Saturday, October the 11th. Starting with the teens, and a depleted side went down to a 42-5 defeat at Okehampton in South West 2. Tynmouth, who had players out of position filling gaps, did well to restrict Okehampton to a 14-5 lead after 40 minutes. And Newton Abbott will be aiming to avoid a third successive defeat of their own when they visit Kingsbridge in Western Counties West next week. Exmouth were a very good side, quick and well organised. Finally to New Cross and their coach Jerry Wootton, who doffed his cap to Exmouth Quins after they defeated his side 50-17 in Devon 2 North and East.